America, we can. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss USA 2015 is... Oklahoma! Which means the first runner-up is Texas.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
And I'm Christina Stoffel.
Our next guest is having quite a week. Last Sunday afternoon, she was Miss Oklahoma. Sunday night, she was crowned the 64th Miss USA in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. It is quite a pleasure to say hello to Miss USA 2015, Olivia Jordan. Olivia, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
This is quite exciting. First off, congratulations on winning the title. Now, I know it hasn't been that long since you won. What's been the biggest surprise for you to this point?
You know, just moving to New York has been a crazy whirlwind experience. I can't believe I'm a New Yorker now.
Wow.
I'm going to have to learn a lot about this city.
And learn about traffic and subway delays and, you know, all the fun things about living in the city, right?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot in New York that you're going to need to get used to, let me tell you. You're in this competition.
Yeah.
You're on stage in a bikini, in heels, in, you know, whatever it is. What was the most difficult part of the competition for you?
Definitely the most difficult part is those final questions. It's just so much pressure, you guys. They could literally ask you anything from what's your favorite color to how would you like to fight the war on terror.
Oh,
and
boy.
That's like a big window of opportunity.
Wow.
to be nervous. I
think I would choose the color question. You know, blue,
what's your favorite food?
What's
your favorite food?
You know,
pizza.
Exactly.
You know, when I was watching the pageant the other night, and they had the headphones on the five of you, so you couldn't hear the question as each of the ladies would answer the question. And, you know, it's got to mess with your hair as well. I mean, here it is.
Yeah, not ideal.
You got to look the best you absolutely have ever looked in your life, and here's some guy behind you trying to stick a pair of $22 headphones on, and it's like, dude, you know, I did all this to get my hair ready. I'm about to hopefully be crowned Miss USA. Don't mess with my hair, right?
I'm sure that some girls were probably thinking that. Luckily, I avoided the headphone hair mess up trauma.
There you go. Well, you know, it's kind of interesting the way they constructed the night, because it goes down to, you know, you start eliminating contestants and you go down to 10 and you go down to 5, and then all of a sudden, and there you are standing there, and that had to have been the longest moment of your life. There's two of you left standing there, and one of you will be named Miss USA, and you said something to the other contestant. Do you remember what you said as you were waiting for Todd Newton to announce the winner?
You know, I've known Miss Texas for several months now, Ileana, and we've gotten really close. And I had hoped on some level, there were a lot of girls that could have been in the top two, but we connected. We had a similar energy. I really felt like it could come down to the two of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I had always said to her that if she wins Miss USA, then she better go and win Miss Universe, because then I could be Miss USA.
Right.
Because the runner-up takes over. So that was actually what I said to her. I said, let's be roomies, girl. And so she gave me a little hug, and I'll do the best that I can at Miss Universe. So now the pressure's on. I had always thought about it the other way around. I had
mm-hmm.
always thought that she was going to go have to win Miss Universe, and then I was going to get this lovely victory. But now the pressure's on me.
Very nice.
So you earned a degree in health science at Boston University.
Yes.
And in college, you worked as a fitness instructor, a personal trainer. You ran a self-defense workshop in your sorority. Let me tell
yes.
you, a picture of you that stands out for me is when you're in your, I guess it was during the swimsuit portion of the contest. Your stomach is amazing.
Well,
oh, thank you.
She's
wow.
a beauty pageant winner, shouldn't it be?
You
I would imagine
have,
so.
You have, like, great abs.
Wow, thank you so much. That's so nice of you.
Okay, so talk to me about your background as a personal trainer and, like, you know, this defense workshop that you ran yes. at your college.
Yes, I worked as a personal trainer through college. It was a great way to make money and also to keep myself in the gym and focused on health and fitness. It's something I have always loved and been passionate about. And the self-defense workshop was actually, it was more about just that I felt that there was a need on our campus. crime on campus, especially against young women, is incredibly high in our nation. Mm-hmm. And so that was something I just felt that girls really needed the tools. And I really just organized the event and hired a professional instructor so we could all learn some moves. And I made it open to anyone on campus that wanted to learn how to protect themselves. And then the sorority loved the experience so much that the girls carried on the tradition for the future. So I think it was a positive thing to carry on.
That's very positive. And, you know, it kind of leads into the next question. Having the title of Miss USA gives you the opportunity and the platform to talk about and to advocate for certain things for the next year. What are the things that are most special to you? What concerns you in a way where now, as Miss USA, you can bring light to certain subjects? What is it that really fires you up that you really want to get out there and talk about over the next year?
Well, I've been working with a cause, Children of the Night, for the past 4 years, and I really want to talk about their cause. They work to get children out of prostitution in the United States, and I think it's an important issue.
Yeah.
I don't think people are talking about it enough, and so I really want to rally behind them and help bring light to their cause. And I also work with the Alzheimer's Association, and that's another area that we need more funding to get the research so we can really stamp out that disease.
And you've been very successful in that. You were the 2015 host for the Oklahoma chapter of the Alzheimer's Association, and you helped raise $1.3 million for that.
Big.
So that's terrific. Yes.
That was just in Tulsa alone, in Oklahoma. We were able to raise $2 million. So
that's amazing.
It was an incredible year. It was an amazing team behind that whole experience. And we raised a ton of money and spread a lot of awareness, and I hope to continue doing that on a national level.
Very nice.
You're seen in some print work. You're seen in Cosmo, in Shape Magazine, Vogue Japan. Vogue Japan must have been pretty interesting to be a part of.
Yes. I mean, all of those. I'm so grateful anytime I get the opportunity to shoot. I just love being in front of the camera. It's so much fun. And every time the magazine comes out, it's a really surreal moment. And so the next goal for my future is to start hitting those covers.
you want to be on the cover.
Sure.
Right?
You might as well. Hey, take this as far as you can. You know, we had, right after she was crowned, we had Miss Universe Paulina Vega on the show, and she was terrific. And she admitted to us just out of the blue that she was so excited, she actually went into the shower with her crown.
With her crown. She wouldn't take it off.
She wouldn't take it off.
I wouldn't.
And I was so it begs the question, because we have the new Miss USA on. What is the most interesting thing with the crown over the past couple of days? I would imagine you've even probably wanted to sleep with it. You don't want to take it off. But yeah. I don't think you would go as far as taking it into the shower now, correct?
Probably not in the shower. I'm pretty tall, so I actually, in doorways, I always am looking around to see if I'm going to make it through with the crown on, because that's a large, beautiful crown by DIC.
Very good, yes.
You don't want to hit it on the ceiling and cause any damage to the beautiful diamonds and everything.
If I had that crown, I would just wear it and pretend like nothing was unusual about it.
Oh, totally.
I would go to the mall.
Yes.
Food shopping.
Right. I could see it now. There's Olivia
around.
Jordan buying some milk and bread down at the local convenience store, and she's wearing the crown. There's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong. I just want to, you know, vacuum wearing my crown.
Exactly.
Life.
What is so unusual about that?
Very nice. All right. Some of the things we always ask the guests when they come on. What's your favorite TV show?
My favorite TV show of all time is Friends. I have seen every episode a million times, and they make me laugh every time.
Very nice. What's your favorite movie of all time?
Love Actually is one of my favorite movies. I have a million movies that I would love to watch over and over, but that's the only one that I, every single year, because it's so Christmassy, every single year I watch this movie, makes me laugh, makes me cry. It's beautiful.
And what bands, we're going to see you in the audience, totally rocking out to this band. Who is it?
I am a Taylor Swift nerd.
Oh,
I just love
boy.
It's fabulous. I'm an Oklahoma girl, so I love country music, and I grew up on her country, and I now support her pop career
wherever she's
going. It's all good.
Very, very nice. And your family has to be just so excited at this point. I mean, the achievement over the last couple of days here as to what you've accomplished. So your family must be thrilled right now.
They are. They've been so supportive, and they're so proud, and definitely you know, it's an amazing adventure that mm-hmm. they're on with me, and they're excited, just as excited as I am.
Well, this is terrific, and we wish you nothing but the best of luck when you become Miss Universe, because we know that's the next step for you,
right? That's
right.
You are going to get it, girl.
So Texas can be the USA.
There you go. That's right. See, you got to keep that promise. And that way you can help Miss Texas out at the same time. Well, once again, she is Miss USA 2015. She is a wonderful representative of the crown. Olivia Jordan, best of luck this year. Best of luck in the Miss Universe competition. And thanks so much for joining us here on America Weekend.
Thank you guys so much. Thanks for being so sweet. Love talking to you.
Oh, thank you.
You're a lot of fun. And best of luck to you. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much. Bye, guys.
Stay with us. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Stoffo.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network. America.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. John owns a condominium building which contains 4 condos. He's a landlord because he rents out all 4 units. Recently, 3 of John's tenants let him know they were miserable and considering moving out. Apparently, the couple in the remaining condo were such heavy smokers, they were causing respiratory distress for the neighbors. Although John sympathized, there weren't any non-smoking rules for the building. But when faced with the loss of 3/4 of his renters, John went to court to try and earn the legal right to evict the smoking tenants. Who do you think won this real-life case? Stay tuned for the final verdict. In a landmark case, a jury issued a verdict that found smoking in a rented condo can be a legal nuisance. And John has the right to evict tenants for smoking, even where smoking in general is allowed in the building. And that's the final verdict.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Are you tired of preparing food? Tired of cooking food for the entire family?
Lunch is ready. Come and get it.
After all, you're responsible for 21 meals a week.
Dinner is served.
What's the solution? Let your kids do it. Here's the developmental science of it. First off, kids want to help out in the kitchen, and most of the time we say no because it's easier to do it yourself than clean up the mess. But if you keep the recipe simple and avoid bizarre ingredients, kids enjoy learning about food.
And if you take cranberries and stew them like applesauce, it tastes much more like prunes than rhubarb does.
Also, make sure the recipes are age appropriate and start with foods that don't require heat or knives. This is a great way to teach healthy eating and start with washing your hands. What's the cheap psychological trick? Kids will appreciate food more when they have a hand in preparing it. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.